We are Free Radio, and you cannot have missed his tune. Rag and Bone Man is on the show. Rag, Rory, hi.
Hello, mate.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, so we get to call you Rory, that's good. Sometimes people are a bit like, oh no, not full names, only when I've been naughty.
No, that's all good.
Okay, so you've been hacking away at this music career for ruddy years, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Take us back to the start, where it all began, because that's many moons ago.
I guess like 10 years ago, I decided that I would start taking music a bit more seriously and started writing my own songs and got involved with kind of lots of different projects. And I had a sort of hip hop crew and I was doing my own kind of acoustic stuff. And it really just started with me playing in pubs and open mic sessions. And, you know, I just built my way up and I did that kind of grassroots thing of gaining a fan base and putting out my own music and stuff. And and here we are now.
It's been quite an eclectic few years, isn't it? If you go on Spotify or any of those and kind of search for you, all kinds of styles come up and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
How have you settled into this sort of bluesy style? The new song is quite gospel sounding. I mean, that's not, I don't associate those things with a Brighton upbringing, really. So where's it come from?
Well, it came from my parents, really. Like, I had a great sort of musical education from my parents, you know, no formal education, just, you know, a mum and dad with really great taste in music. My dad was into real kind of early kind of blues stuff from the South. And then my mum was really into kind of soul and jazz. And so, you know, I had it from both sides, so... That's kind of where it came from. Hearing that music at such an early age had a big impact on me.
Do you get the kind of work ethic from those guys? Because a lot of people would have given up by now. Like I said, it's been quite a long slog trying to testing things out, hasn't it?
For sure. But, I think if you believe in yourself and people believe in you, people put their time and their faith in you, there's no reason to give up. And this isn't... I think we're in a different time with music and people don't really care about how old you are anymore. If you make good music, you make good music. It doesn't matter your age.
So you were kind of prepared for the long game from early on.
Yeah,
you knew you
absolutely.
had it was just a matter of time.
Yeah, it's not about like, one hit wonders and stuff. It's about, having longevity and being able to play to crowds still in 10 years' time.
So how does it feel now that you've kind of grown up and come up through the years knowing that eventually you'd make it, that you're actually getting some serious exposure and recognition now? Because it's all blown up, hasn't it, the last year?
Yeah, it just means that all of that work wasn't for nothing. People's ears are pricking up and they're listening, so it's great.
It's only going to snowball from here. You're Brit's Critics' Choice for 2017.
For sure.
Your name is up there alongside the likes of Adele and Sam Smith and Ellie Goulding and Jesse J. I mean, this is a great list to be alongside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Kind of a big deal. So are you performing at the Brits or are you just getting up to pick up your award and get all emotional?
I don't really know yet.
It's only a month away.
I know, and it's not really up to me. I let the bosses figure it out, and hopefully I'll get to play. Okay. You never know.
It feels good though, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Now you've got a very well timed album, also called Human, like the song that's out. It's out the week of the Brits. Coincidence?
It is indeed. That's definitely just coincidence. Yeah.
talk us through it, because like I said, I've listened to some of your back catalogue, and some of it is lush and bluesy, some of it is quite scary hip-hop stuff. Where on the Rag and Bone Man scale is the new album?
Somewhere in between. It's a bit of everything that I love. It's definitely slightly more polished, I think I've got a bit better over the years, hopefully. I think the premise of this album was to not get too bogged down with production-wise, thinking that it has to be a certain thing. So it is very eclectic in its kind of musical part. There's some bigger, much more hip-hop influenced stuff on there, but then there's much more kind of sweeter soul music on there too. So hopefully people won't get bored.
There's a lot of songs.
Yeah, like, there is a lot of songs.
Sometimes you get an album these days. I think the Bruno Mars album had 9 songs on it. And yours is, if you get the deluxe one of yours, it's like 20 something.
Yeah, so my first album, Walls, that had 9 songs on it. But I was like, now it's time to give people, hopefully like a good full length album. And although we live in a time of kind of singles and people don't have much attention span, I still have to believe in the album format. And hopefully there's people out there will listen to it sort of from back to front and realise it's a cohesive piece of material.
The thing is, with online these days, you can release what you like. You can do one song, you can do 300 songs, you can do a little EP of like a handful.
For sure.
And people can access it however they want to. So the album will be out in February. Then you'll pick up your Brit Award for Critics' Choice. You're also up for Breakthrough Act, which is an interesting one, because that's not the music industry. That's us civilians deciding.
Exactly. That's what's great about it, because it's kind of open. So
you won't... Because like Critics' Choice, you know you're getting that, so there's no pressure on that one. You will be there with the nerves of an envelope opening and your name possibly being read out. Fingers crossed.
Never know. I've got as much chance as anyone else.
Are you going to write a speech in advance, or are you just going to wing it?
Nah, I'll wing it.
See what happens. Have a few beers. See what happens. Yeah. Okay. So then what happens? I guess the album will be out. People know about you because of Human. So the world's your oyster, isn't it?
Yeah, and then we go on tour. So, which is really great. Yeah, we're going to do a tour of the UK and then do a tour of the Europe, and then we'll be out of festival season then, I guess. So, yeah, exactly where I want to be on the road.
Yeah. April 24th, you're doing a gig here in the West Midlands, O2 Institute in Birmingham. Is it you?
I am indeed.
And a guitar, or is it you and a huge choir and a massive band? What do you bring with you?
It's the same band I've been touring with for the last 2 years. A great bunch of musicians and friends. There's, including me, there'll be seven of us. But there's, there's no bells and whistles. It's just the songs how I intend them to be heard, and I'll come and I'll sing my heart out. So,
well, it sounds awesome. The new song is called Skin. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that. I don't have a release date for that or anything. I've heard it, and it's gospely, and there's an organ, and it's quite big and epic. But that's all we know.
Okay. Well, the song is a rather depressing subject of loss and of just missing out on that kind of. That one real kind of true love that you might have had. It's not really a happy song.
None of the best songs are.
But it is real. So, I hope people really like it, because it's one of my favourites from the album. So,
would you say it's a good kind of example of what to expect from the album? Kind of emotional big songs?
Yeah, or? I mean, there is some of that. But like I say, I mean, the album is really varied. So I don't think it's definitely not a blueprint.
Okay. Well, I can't wait.
It's not all sadness and gloom is what I'm trying to say.
There's enough of that in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Rory, it all sounds awesome. Good luck with it all. Have a great time at the Brit Awards in the next month or so.
Nice one, mate.
Cannot wait to see what you come out with after that.
Thank you very much.
Good work. Cheers, fella.
Cheers.